Chapter 2. In 1608, when she was 12 years old, she met a man called Captain Smith. The white men had come across the sea to Virginia from England with their governor, Sir Thomas Dale. They fought with Powhatan's people. Powhatan's people caught Captain Smith. They put him in prison. Pocahontas saved Captain Smith's life. The white men liked Pocahontas. Powhatan told Pocahontas, "Go and see Captain Smith. Many of our people are their prisoners. Ask Captain Smith to let them go." Pocahontas went to the white men. She went to talk to Captain Smith. She spoke to him and he let the Indians go as the sun set. Pocahontas and Captain Smith fell in love. When he was a prisoner, he fell in love with Pocahontas. In 1608, Captain Smith married Pocahontas. Captain Smith wrote about Pocahontas in the letters that he sent back to England. It was usual for Indian girls to get married when they were very young. Powhatan, Pocahontas's father, had lots of wives. He had 12 favourite wives, 20 sons, and 10 daughters. There are other people who wrote about Pocahontas too. William Strachey, who was a 17th century English writer, wrote about Pocahontas in his book. But his words about her are the same as the words Captain Smith wrote. People argue about who copied who. It looks like William Strachey copied from Captain Smith. William Strachey didn't see Pocahontas when he was in Virginia. She didn't visit the camp after Captain Smith left for England in September 1609. Pocahontas didn't get any letters from Captain Smith after he left. She began to think he was dead. According to William Strachey, Pocahontas married again. He wrote that she was married to an Indian called Cocoum after Captain Smith left. But this may be wrong, as we know that Pocahontas married John Rolfe in 1614. Captain Argall was the captain of a ship that England sent to Virginia. He arrived in Virginia in September 1612. He planned to kidnap Pocahontas so that he could free the white slaves that Powhatan had. Captain Argall was a bold man who always did his duty, no matter what. Japazus, king of Paspdansi, helped Captain Argall to trick Pocahontas. Captain Argall also wanted to get back the tools the Indians had stolen and get some corn for the colony. She went on to Argall's ship. The white men caught her. In April 1613, the white men took Pocahontas prisoner. The governor, Sir Thomas Dale, told the white men, "Go and capture Pocahontas." It is hard to know how old Pocahontas was at this time. Her father didn't keep records. She was probably 18 when the white men took her. Pocahontas was a gentle and fair girl. She liked the white men in Virginia because of Captain Smith. She was like other Indian girls before the white men took her. She was the daughter of the chief, but that did not make her special. It was the English who called her a princess. She didn't act like a princess when she was cartwheeling about the fort. Between 1609, when Captain Smith left, and 1613, when the white men held her prisoner, We don't know what happened to Pocahontas. The Indians didn't write books about her. Argyll sent a message to Powhatan. He said, "We'll let Pocahontas go if Powhatan does what we want." Powhatan agreed, but the men didn't let her go. Powhatan sent home some of the white slaves, one broadaxe, a long whipsaw, and a canoe of corn, but Pocahontas had to stay in Jamestown. In March 1614, Sir Thomas Dale and Captain Argyll went to see Powhatan. They took Pocahontas with them. They asked, "Will you fight or will you give back the things you stole? When you give back the stolen things, Pocahontas can come home." Two of Powhatan's sons wanted to see their sister. When they saw that she was well, they went to see their father. They told him that they could make peace with the white men. John Rolfe went to talk to Powhatan, but it was his brother, Apachamo, the next man to be chief, who made a promise for peace. While Pocahontas was a prisoner, she fell in love with John Rolfe, and John Rolfe fell in love with her. The governor said to John Rolfe, "You can marry her." In April 1614, John Rolfe and Pocahontas got married, and their marriage brought peace between the Indians and the colony. John Rolfe was a hard-working man. He had a daughter called Bermuda, but she was not Pocahontas' daughter. John Rolfe worked hard for the colony and was the first man to try and grow tobacco for it. Nobody knows how Pocahontas passed her time while she was a prisoner. She could not do what she did in her father's camp. Many people think that she had lessons from Sir Thomas Dale. He taught her to speak English. She learned how the white men lived. John Rolfe and Reverend Whittaker also taught Pocahontas about God.